Greetings and welcome to another episode of the Wandering One podcast, brought to you by Wandering One Studios and me, your host, Link Flores. What's going on, everybody? It is about to be a very hot May the 6th, 2026. Since I didn't catch you guys, May the 4th have already been with you. Welcome to or past Revenge of the 5th. And it's weird, like, I think if we could come up with something else, because, like, Revenge of the 6th sounds so much cooler, like Star Wars-y kind of thing. I don't know. There's a huge debate about that amongst the noids like me. But yeah, I hope you guys had a great start to your week. Here to drop some more stuff off, because holy crap, has this week been amazing and weird and terrible and everything. where to begin? First, thank you. Thank you for coming to listen to the podcast. Thank you to everybody who's supporting on Patreon by sharing, by posting it whenever you see it pop up on the blue sky, you know, reposting it. I'd like to thank the people who are sending in questions to Patreon. I meant to get some stuff done. It's been bananas. And it didn't happen. I'll get into that in a minute, but I didn't forget. It's been really tough. One of the toughest things that's happened as of late has been basically related directly to the podcast itself. And that is that the audio suite that I've been using, Reaper, has had a little bit of a hiccup. I tried to move some files around, clear up some space on my hard drive and on my internal hard drive for my laptop, switch them over to the external drive. And in so doing, a bunch of stuff got all snafu'd. So now I'm going to have to go back and basically uninstall and reinstall Reaper and reset all the configurations to save the new stuff to the, you know, external drive. Not that big a deal, but it does take some doing. And the setup when I did it the last time around, I was basically doing a step-by-step guide that was put together by somebody else and took about 45 minutes to an hour. And then I also have to remember to make sure that, like, I'm not overwriting files that I accidentally want to have separate and saved elsewhere and blah, 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 blah. And to be quite honest with you, while I do know a bit about technology, I'm not super well versed in, like, how some of this stuff works. And, sometimes maybe, like, just as simple as just I want to move some files from one spot to another janked up the entire system. So I'm going to have to take my time to be careful to make sure I don't do the exact same thing again. If things are coming out a little bit more delayed, that's a big part of the reason why. I'm running woefully low on hard drive space. This external hard drive would have the space, but I can't figure out quite how to configure it yet. And, I moved a bunch of shit and I lost a bunch of my reference points for my old stuff. So we're having to start back over from scratch. And then they had a new update for Reaper and it's done some funky stuff on its own. Like, when you create a new project, it would fail to, like, open up a new tab. It would just try to save over the last project that I had open. So we have to make sure that doesn't happen, because then I'm going to be losing podcast audio in case something happens. I need to re-upload one, and it's all gone. Guess what? Just SOL then. So, fun stuff, right, guys? Haha. It'll get sorted out. I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to do it, but I've got some ideas. I'm going to try them. It's going to take a little bit, so bear with me, but I'm still getting stuff done. Had a great stream week for my affiliate anniversary. It was a lot of fun. Back to business as usual now. And it's just been, you know, lots of just, like, restructuring is always a pain in the butt, right? And if you're doing it by yourself, it's one thing if you have a friend or whatever that's helping you, like, maybe move your house furniture around, like, furniture in your house around, or somebody is helping you redecorate your office, or even somebody helping you go over your personal budget, right? But when it comes to restructuring an entire, like, business that you're working on, you need a fucking assistant, man. There's stuff that I want to do. There's stuff that I definitely don't want to be bothered with. And then there's the fact that, like, everything that I need to do is basically to set up all this stuff to help make the money. happen. You know what I mean? Like redoing my entire, you know, merchandising store, creating new designs and having them put up on, you know, X, Y, or Z pieces that I want to put out. Marketing that shit, you know what I mean? Like trying to push that to people so they'll want to check it out and be like, yeah, I can afford to buy that or whatever. It's just, it's a lot. And no matter how well you think you're doing, there's always something that you miss. There's always something that you could have done better. That's just life. That's not, you know, unique to trying to work on your own business or whatever, but you know, that's just life. And when life hits you, sometimes you can bob and weave some of that stuff. Sometimes you got to take one on the chin. You know, sometimes you can hit back, and sometimes you got to step back and be like, you know what? Time out. Time out. I need to go to my corner, you know, and regroup. And I think that's what's happening right now. It's like, I feel like I've just taken enough shots and I've taken enough, like, you know, punches to the face, just, you know, metaphorically speaking anyway, that I just need I don't know. I guess that it's like, I don't know that I necessarily need like a break. Something has to change. You know what I mean? Like every time I get the motivation to do something, something else pops up, or this is broken, or that needs to be fixed, or this needs to be cleaned, or this needs to be purchased, or that needs to be replaced. You're like, fuck. Just get like just 2 weeks of none of this bullshit having to deal with. You know what I mean? I think the biggest thing is like I'm always just sitting here staring at these four walls and I'm just bored. You know what I mean? Like I need like a vacation and reset, something I can get the fuck away from everything for a while. I think that's not just me. I think that's just people in general. One of the reasons why I actually really kind of despise American work culture, because it's like you can't afford to do shit. You know what I mean? Like you can work as hard as you can, and even if you're making good money, you can't afford to take time off to enjoy it because you got to keep working and keep making money to keep buying this and paying for that and making sure this is up to date. And it's exhausting. You know what I mean? Like, I think we all feel that way. And I just don't know how to get out of it. I really do need a vacation. I need to be able to pick up, unplug, and go away just to leave for like a week and not have to think about any of this shit. Cause I never get to do that. I never get to go anywhere or do anything. I'm just always stuck here. And I think if I don't do that sooner or later, I'm going to fucking explode, or, you know, either I'm going to explode or I'm going to blow my fucking brains out. It feels like I'm not really going to do that, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're like, fuck, I'm just overwhelmed. I need a break. I need something to not be doing this right now. I don't know. It's a constant struggle. And that's just, you know, that's an unfortunate thing about life, particularly in America, but I mean, I think in civilized society, so to speak, is this constant, you have to constantly be doing something to earn the fact that you're allowed to live. I mean, I think about a lot of other, you know, like we'll say like lesser developed countries, lesser developed civilizations, even just going back, rewinding the clock on this one, you know, a couple hundred years, you know, it's like, yeah, you still had to work to eat and survive, but oh, good Lord. And this is the other thing, I'm so tired all the time. But at least that you could make it happen. You know what I mean? Like, you could have your little farm, you could raise whatever little crops or animals you could do, and you could trade, barter. Sometimes you buy shit, but you know, you could make your life work without, you know, having to kill yourself every single day. Sorry, I had to grab some of my smoothies. I'm dying right now. Like, my energy levels are super low, too. That doesn't help. But, yeah. Yeah. I think the perception is because what I do doesn't necessarily translate to a traditional value, a traditional a vision of what work is, that people are just like, oh, it must just be nothing to you, right? No. Because whenever I'm not doing this, or I'm not streaming, and, you know, I'm not, you know, drawing or working on something, like the rest of my day is filled up with basic fucking housework. You know what I mean? And like life chores. You know, this, the washout that went to happen in the corner of the house, going to pick up soil, tamping that down, making sure it gets, you know, the plates get put back so it doesn't get washed out again. You know, running through the yard and putting topsoil down. Vacuuming, sweeping, mopping. We got, you know, one of the girls is coming by this weekend with her friend. So I got to make sure that the house is clean. The guest room has been vacuumed. The sheets and bedding have been washed and changed out so that there's fresh, clean sheets on the beds when they come to hang out, you know. Groceries have to be bought. Food has to be made. Food has to be put away. Dishes got to be done. You know, fucking back porch needs to be swept and washed down. So, you know, it'd be, it's always a revolving door of whatever the fuck else needs to have to happen. I'm just exhausted. I'm really just tired of it. To be quite honest, like, it's one of those things where, like, I never really dreamed of owning a home. You know what I mean? Like, most people dream of owning a home. I'm like, I didn't. I think it's because for the first, like, you know, like, for the first, like, 18 years or so of my life, like, we moved around so much that even when we did find some place where we lived for a while, like, I was just more concerned about being there than I was about where we lived. Like, the idea of having a home just, it looked like a lot more fucking work than anybody wanted to deal with, you know? And at one point, I remember we had an addition put onto a house we lived in, and just the amount of bullshit that went along with it, just from what I saw as a kid, not even from actually actively having to participate in it, but just what I saw and the inconvenience that it created was just like, man, fuck this. And almost everybody I've ever met who's owned a home is just like, this is a stupid fucking mistake. But it's just, it's, I think it'd be a lot happier with, like, you know, just like a small, you know, 4-bedroom apartment as opposed to this big-ass house. I think we both would, honestly. Like, I think that the idea of so much extra shit is just, like, overwhelming. I think if we're really being honest with it, I would imagine that more of us than not, if we pared our lives down to, you know, not even just the bare essentials, but just like, just remove like 30% of the extraneous shit in your life, you'd be like, whew, this is, I feel lighter. You know what I mean? Anyway, all that to say, yeah, I've been a little down as of late. Energy and, you know, motivation is on short supply. The determination is there, but like, well, the desire is there, the determination is, and motivation is not. Like, I'm just like, fuck, dude. I need a break. I may actually end up taking like a break again, like a week or two off, just so I can just recharge. And I don't know where the fuck I go. I really do want to just like get up and just like take off and go somewhere, but you know, you can't do that shit in this economy. You will never be able to go any further than, like, you know, the next city over without like stacking bread for like weeks in advance. I think that's the thing too. Like, maybe that's why, you know, a lot of other cultures seem to feel and act more relaxed, because, you know, if you wanted to go and visit, you wanted to go on holiday, you know, let's say just Europe, for example. We'll just take Europe as an example. Like, you get paid holiday leave from your job. And also, you can go to, like, 4 countries inside of, like, 2 days. You know what I mean? With a three-day weekend, you can visit, like, 6 countries. And at least 4 of them you'll be driving through to get to, like, one of the other 2 that you really wanted to see. You know? Yeah, it's just a far more unique and like vastly different experience. And, you know, everybody else is kind of like that too. Like, if you're on holiday, they're like, yeah, all right. You know, everybody's like, good for you. I'm glad you're doing that. Here, if you take a vacation, people are like, must be nice. I'm like, yeah, it is nice. And fuck you for trying to make me feel bad about it. You know what I mean? And I get that. I think that people think just because, you know, like I said, I'm working, trying to work towards, you know, arts and entertainment as like my goal, is what I wanted to do my whole life. And I just look at that and go like, well, how important is that? Think about that. People have this stare down their nose, you know, kind of, you know, mentality at you if you're in arts or entertainment. But imagine what your life would be out with like music, without books, without television, movies. You know what I mean? Imagine how boring your fucking clothes would be if there were no artists or creators. Just think about how unlively your life would be if there was no art. There was no comedy. There are no dramatic stories. You know what I mean? How dry and dull and pointless would your life be? And yet, artists are the ones that people shit on a lot. They want to pay them next to nothing. They want to always get some shit for free. You know what I mean? I get the idea of wanting to get some shit for free, but like an artist and the value they provide to our lives, you definitely do not. You know, like the average artist does not get paid nearly enough for what they provide to the world around them at the cost of their own, you know, mental and emotional stability and sometimes their physical well-being. So if you know an artist, show them some love. It doesn't even have to be me, you know what I mean? But if you know an artist in your life, show them some love. Buy some of their shit, you know, donate to them, help them out a little bit. All right, now that I've done that part of the preaching, let's get on to the other shit I want to talk about. Yeah, I talked about the Reaper FM shit. And that, I mean, I'll fix that section, not that big a deal. And just, you know what I mean? It's just when it catches you off guard, it puts you on your back foot and you're like, come on, man. Why? Why? I'm looking for other ways to get people engaged in the stream. So if you think of something, send it to patreon.com/wandering1studios or hit me up on Blue Sky, W, the number one studios at on Blue Sky, basically. I think it's like .bsky.social. Yeah, so if you got some ideas that you want to put out there, let me know. I paused the Korean and Spanish word for the week because I just was burnt out. We'll bring it back next week if you guys even care, like if you guys even like it. So let me know. One of the things that burnt me out this past week was we were really looking forward to switching from AT&T to Comcast. And I think I mentioned this a while, like in the last podcast. We were really excited about the idea of switching to Comcast. Them actually running an actual conduit for our internet service was a big boon for us because we're like, yeah, the line's going to be protected. Not to worry about somebody nicking it with a lawnmower or weed eater blade or some shit like that. Somebody running over it and breaking it. Nope. Comcast screwed the pooch for real, for real. It started out when, you know, the technician, not technician, but the sales rep that I was talking to, just took off. You know, I don't remember him ever mentioning that he was going to be on vacation or anything like that, but he was setting up this whole deal. And he said, when they come to do the dig, call back, have them reschedule your appointment because we scheduled it a couple weeks out. I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, man, bet. So there's postponements, delays, people fucking up the dates that we asked for. And then, you know, just rude people. Like they came and did the dig. I called to try to change the appointment. They told me, oh, you're going to have an appointment on this day. The day comes, they're like, well, you know, we have to move it to this. Like the next day I call to confirm, I'm like, yeah, it's going to be on this day. And they're like, we have to move it to a day that we were like, we can't do that. You got to move it to this day now because now we've lost today. So they said they moved it to like the Friday. And I'm like, fuck, I didn't want to be doing this, but here we are. Anyway, they moved it to Friday. And then when I'm waiting around on Friday for them to come, about like an hour or so into the appointment window, I called and was on the phone with them. I checked the website and they changed it for like basically this coming Friday, not the Friday that just passed. So I'm like, this isn't gonna work. You guys gotta figure this shit out, man. And I'm supposed to have somebody here right now. We've taken time off of our fucking schedules twice this week for this appointment to happen and nobody has showed up yet. And it was a bunch of hemming and hawing, and we don't know. We're so sorry. We understand your position. No, the fuck you don't. Finally get through to somebody and I'm like, hey, now I'm looking at your website and it's saying it's set for tomorrow. I'm not taking another day of my time off to get this done. We've been at this for like a week now because of appointments you guys missed. Not because we weren't here, but because you guys didn't show. So either get somebody out here today or cancel the service entirely. This is just what it is. No, that's not what it is. You guys confirmed your appointment with me. I've been up and down, been over backwards trying to, accommodate you when you should be doing the other thing and trying to accommodate me because I'm a new customer. So if you just want to lose money for 5 years, that's fine. But we're just going to make sure everybody knows about this. I'm definitely not giving you any more of my business or any of my time. And the manager guy that they finally put me through was just kind of real snotty and like rude basically, but like kind of like almost like he was trying to order me into doing things his way. I'm like, that's not how this works. You're a guy who wants money. I'm a guy who has the money and you want my business. I'm trying to give you my business, but you're being dickhead about it. I can wait. So I hung up on him. Cause I'm like, you're not going to talk to me like this. And then I just hung up. A couple of minutes later, he called back, I'm very sorry. Things got out of control. I'm like, I'm sure you're sorry. I'm sorry. Everybody's sorry, but sorry doesn't get my internet connected today. Go find someone to do this thing or we're canceling the service. Boom. So long story short, no Comcast here. And with the degree of like just laziness, I don't know if it's necessarily lazy, just apathy, like I don't have to give a shit kind of attitude. Coupled with the rudeness that I experienced, I would recommend that you find somebody else besides, well, obviously AT&T is not your jam, then you don't want to go with them. I'm not thrilled about them either. I'm just going to stick with them because they're here. We don't have to do anything extra for them. If you can find another ISP that's going to not dick you over like this, do that. Do that all day, every day. But yeah, Comcast lost a lot of cool points with us and pissed me off a lot because now they drilled onto our wall and we don't have any way to pull that thing off unless I go and unbolt it myself and then cut the damn pipe out of the ground. But I kind of want to leave it because it's just a conduit that goes into a box, which would mean that like whoever the next ISP is that we work on and want them to come through here, maybe we can just have them pull their Comcast wire out and then use their wire and run it through Comcast conduit because fuck them, that's why.
Yeah.
That was a real pain in the ass. And AT&T only wins because they're here. Like they basically got to keep our business the same way that you get like points for writing your name on your SAT. Like they've just done the barest minimum and showed up. And that's how they get through. That's how they won. So, fuck you, Comcast. You could have had us. You could have had us for 5 years, and you screwed it. It's making me want to like. Now it's making me want to just go back to college. You know what I mean? Like all this stuff is making me like. You know what? Maybe I should go back to school and just maybe actually go and pursue like a regular 9-to-5, boring ass. Not you know that's probably not. That's disingenuous. Just some stock-ass career that, like, I would never have wanted to choose for myself. Because they always say, you got to have something to fall back on. And I was like, well, I've fallen back on the fallback plan for the last, 20, 30 years. And I've only recently just started attacking this, my actual dream of working in arts and entertainment. In the last, 5, 6 years, really, full-time. In the last decade. That I've been actually trying to push towards this. And like, if I had just gone for this when I was younger and just been like, fuck it. I'm just going to move to LA and just live there for however long, if I had just taken the chance, then it would be probably a different scenario. I can't say it'd be better. I definitely would miss out on a lot of other experiences, but who knows? I think that's one of the things he was like kind of being contented with where you're at. I'm like, I get that. But, what if I had some really dope-ass experiences if I had done that, too? I do think about that occasionally. And it feels like you're not being grateful, but I think it's just part of human nature to be like, I wonder what could have been, And then maybe I should just get... I'm serious. I think I should probably either go back to take some college courses or get a tutor for something. Definitely for my languages, because I'm struggling just to even pick this up and try it. Ooh, but I did see this thing about like, I guess new features got implemented to Twitter. It made me think about it because I said languages. So like, there's different, every obviously there's different sites for Twitter for wherever you are. And I guess they introduced this new translation feature for Japanese Twitter. And wow. Just wow. Some of the wild stuff that the Japanese were saying, particularly about black people, was really hitting the internet hard. Like one person was just like, I think it was, I don't know if it was a man or a woman, that didn't really say. They're like, their physical builds are like something from another planet. It's like, I just worry that if one of them were to pick me up and slam me to the ground, it would be over. And the biggest thing that was funny to us was like, I think black people in general were just kind of like, what do you think is gonna happen? That you think we're just gonna pick you up and body slam you in the street? Like, what do you think we do? You know what I mean? Like, what kind of shit is that? One of my favorite quotes though was somebody reading that particular tweet, because like I said, it was translated from Japanese into English. That's why it's like, these motherfuckers out here thinking we Viltrumites. And if you're not familiar with the term Viltrumites are the alien species in the TV show and comic book Invincible that basically are like the, if Super Saiyans met with Kryptonians and were evil, they were sent here to subjugate Earth and conquer it. But the thing about them is, one, they never age. They age at such a meteorically slow rate, like I mean a glacially slow rate, that like they almost look like they're immortal. They're incredibly superpowered, and then they, as they train or fight, like just like Saiyans in Dragon Ball Z, and the more they fight and more they train, the stronger they get, to the point where they can be practically invincible. And so that's really kind of funny that that's like the vibe that people are functioning with in Japan in regards to black people, when they said they think we like Viltrumites. I'm like, that's pretty funny. It's messed up and it's racist, but it's also mostly ignorance and, media perpetuations of stereotypes of black people. But it was fun to watch this particular video where a lady was asking, just Japanese people on the street, especially young people, like what their perception was of black people. And like everybody was kind of like, the same kind of thing. Like, I don't really know many people, but I'm kind of scared of them. Or I have one person in my class, it's like a transfer student or whatever, and they seem nice, but I'm still kind of leery of them. And then there's one girl like near the end of the video. She has like little glasses and a little schoolgirl outfit or whatever. I'm gonna imagine they were probably like in their late teens, or maybe like university students or something like that, like early university students. And she's like, I think they're gorgeous. She's like, I was like, I want to marry one. I want to date one. She said that her first crush ever was Floyd Mayweather. She's like, I loved his dedication to boxing. I also loved how he was like flashy about his money. And she's like, and I just think that he's so beautiful. She's like, and they was like, would you ever? She's like, my first love is actually a black guy. Now she's to mention Mayweather. And she's like, I really want to date one. She's like, if you're out there, find me. I'm like, as ridiculously happy as she was about it, kind of offset like just how apprehensive and scary so many other people were about it. And it was in stark juxtaposition. I was giggling my ass off. I'm like, I hope she gets what she's looking for, man, because she seems super stoked. it was hilarious. And I'm like, yeah. It's funny to see like that kind of cultural exchange. People are like, they don't know something, so they don't know that they don't know. And then they, when they get educated, they're like, oh yeah, but they're still kind of apprehensive. And then they see somebody who's just super excited and just super open to the concept of receiving, and being receiving knowledge or receiving culture, and is just open to the possibilities. The wonder of possibility is just all over them. That was just really refreshing to see, actually. It was very, like I said, because she was so excited, it made everybody else look like really bad. But she was a fucking delight. I hope that, like I said, whoever you are, little lady, I hope you found what you're looking for. But yeah, it was that was a that was bananas. There's a new thing from the internet, as if race isn't always, you know, just kind of right at the surface here in the United States. There it is again. I know that the Florida and a couple other states, including Louisiana, have lined up with the Supreme Court to try to disenfranchise voters even further. Gerrymandering maps are coming out. You know, I mean, you're looking at so many crazy things that are like barreling down on humanity. And I'm telling people all the time, you have to care about some of this shit, because eventually when it hits, it's going to hit you and nobody will be there to defend you. And it's starting to look like that's becoming the case. You know, when we see so many of these voter registration acts being pushed, you know, taking people's last names off of their driver's license or their passport and saying like, that's not good enough. We need your birth name or whatever. We need like your name of origin, and we need your gender of birth or whatever off your birth certificate. That has to be on there. It's an invalid form of identification. These are ways that you can allow, like, well, it doesn't affect me. That's only going to be a woman's problem. Or it doesn't affect me. That's only going to be an LGBTQ person's problem. Or it doesn't affect me because, yeah, it doesn't until it does. And on the day when they're like, yeah, you can't vote because you don't own property. I'm like, what do you mean? If you don't own a house or land, then you can't vote. Sound familiar? They moonwalk this shit back to like the 1800s. You know, women won't be able to vote. And you know what I mean? Like certain sections of our population will just be cut out of voting entirely. I'll let you fill in the gaps if you're pretty smart people. If you're listening to this podcast anyway, I'll let you fill in the gaps on who those people might be. But it's coming. And it's not... it's not a supposition anymore. This is a reality. This shit is happening. I mean, it's not happening as... It's not steamrolling down the street, but it's coming. It's coming. I mean, we already seen some crazy shit happen recently. I mean... South Carolina State University, this one was fucking crazy. I just found out about this last night, and it happened a couple of days ago, maybe more. They protested having the Lieutenant Governor of South Carolina, a lady named Pamela Yvette, show up and speak at their commencement. South Carolina State University, for those of you who don't know, is a historically black college and university. And they're like, we don't want this MAGA-aligned, you know, Lieutenant Governor lady coming to talk to us, because morally, they're like, not even because she's conservative, and it's not even really because, you know what I mean, we're black kids and this is a white woman. They're like, yeah, morally, when she says that she stands with Trump, so you stand with a rapist, a pedophile, a warmonger, you know what I mean, somebody who stands in direct contravention to everything that we would hold dear, our parents would hold dear, that this university allegedly stands for and stands upon. You want that to come and speak to us as we go out during our commencement address. You know, this is commencement, being able to walk out into the world and carry forward, you know, hope and optimism. You want that person to come and talk to us. We don't want that. And of course, the governor, Lieutenant Governor, got butthurt because she's also running to become the governor of the state. And said it was a woke mob. Now there are students who are using their First Amendment speech in a polite, respectful, and peaceful manner to say, we don't want to hear anything from you. Now, if you want to come here and engage in a discussion with us, that's one thing. But we're not going to sit here and let you just preach to us on our commencement day. So they got mad. And she got mad. And Republicans in the state of South Carolina got mad. So they drafted up a petition to strip funding from the university. And in so doing, they stepped in again because they had already taken funding from this university earlier, just last year. While at the same time, the lieutenant governor lying out of her face, saying that her, you know, under, you know, her, you know, tenure as lieutenant governor and under Trump's administration, they've done more for historically black colleges and universities than any other administration ever. Word? You mean the one where you defunded South Carolina State University just last year? You go and look back at the Biden era administration is actually pumping money into South Carolina and into that university in particular. So you went a negative and then went a positive, but you've done more to help us. How? How? Remember the idea of don't trust your lying eyes? Like, well, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? Yeah, we can read a spreadsheet. And we know that you're wrong. We know that you're lying. We know that you're trying to put the grift on. You're trying to make sure that you get reelected. And you're trying to spin this so it sounds like, you know, these angry black people were just mad at me. Why am I being attacked? Why am I being assailed? Because you're a lying bitch. That's why. Like, there was no way around it because, you know, you literally made up a lie. Then you told it to the world. And you tried to paint this school with their peaceful protests, which if you see the videos, they are just chilling. Just saying, like, we don't want this. It's pretty much, that's about as animated as it gets, really, except for, like, a couple of, like, raised voices, but not screaming. And everybody else is just, like, just chanting, like, you know, we don't, like, they're just chanting, you know, normal protest chants. I'll just stand there chilling. But, of course, Pamela Yvette has to, you know, get her little white feelings hurt. So, you know, that was one of the other things that came up in this video I watched from the amazing Reese Waters regarding the subject. The young guy was saying, like, you know, it was like black pain is not considered human pain. It's like when white people get upset, you know, especially if, like, white women get upset and then they're fawned over and they're coddled. Remember the lady who shot... oh my gosh, I'm going to forget the gentleman's name. But she shot and killed this dude over. He's sitting in his house eating ice cream, just chilling in his own place. And her impaired ass, I guarantee it, basically broke into his house, accused him of being in her home. She was in the wrong place and shot and killed him. Then she cried on the stand. And the family of this people went and hugged this woman. Fuck her. Fuck her and her feelings. She killed your son. It's like when white men get upset, you know, it's like, oh, they're carrying so much and the stress is just all over them. And they, you know, oh, they're protected. They're embraced. They're held. They're loved. When black women get upset, then they're loud. They're ghetto. You know what I mean? They're acting out and whatever. When black men get upset or scared or whatever, their pain's coming out. Then they're dangerous. They're an issue. They're a problem. We need to make sure we put them down because you never know what they're going to do. They're treated like animals. And the gentleman made a very excellent point. It was like, you know, when Lieutenant Governor Yvette's feelings got hurt, she got to use her power and her position to attempt to further disenfranchise the people whom she offended because she didn't get her way. And she leaned on her Republican colleagues to actually do more harm to these people because she didn't get her way. Tell me where the fairness is in that. Tell me where the not even fairness, fuck fair. Is it moral to do that? Is it even remotely ethical as a lieutenant governor? I hope the South Carolina wakes up and sees that and puts that shit to rest. But that was one of those things where you're like, wow, I can't believe we're actually watching this happen in real time. She said that with her fucking face. But I mean, as a country, we've propped these people up. You know, J6ers and MAGA influencers getting popped for shit. Who was it? Jake Lang. Apparently, like, he's a J6 hate monger and whatever. He got caught in a sting where he was trying to talk to an underage girl, and that he says, of course, just like Trump, oh, that wasn't me, that was somebody on my staff that did that. Really? Really? That said to this, who he thought was a 15-year-old girl, let's put it that way. He was like, you know, how old are you? He said, you have to be under 18. Then he said, but you have to be at least 16. He's trying to backtrack and moonwalk his shit. I think he was either sniffing out that the sting was in, or he wanted to at least cover himself. He's like, I want him under the age of 18, but just not quite, just legal enough in my state so I can get one and not get in trouble for it. It's a dangerous road to walk. These are the people that they were like, they want to elevate. They want to idolize. Where's the other guy? There was another dude. We were watching the story about him. Black guy. At least he claims to be anyway. Trump influencer, fitness guy, got arrested in Tampa for that's. I mean, I think this is a. God, not Jake Long, because Jake Lang was one dude, and this other guy, Jake Long. There's two that are very similar. One's a white dude, one's a black dude. All right, I got them. There's so many of these guys who are going down. I got them twisted around. This dude's name is Craig Long. Then the guy who got caught in the Zerg sting attempt. That was Jake Lang. Yeah. And there's another dude, Ryan Yates, from Holiday, Florida. He pleaded to a felony charge stemming from his conduct in the Capitol on January 6th, got pardoned. Then he got out, and they caught him in this thing called Poke Around and Find Out. It was like a prostitution sting. So they're all going down. I mean, like I said, I think one of the people said, it's like, it's not that you were, it's, I mean, it's probably like, you know, telling that you're having to pay for it, but somebody's like, this is like literally like one of the world's oldest professions is prostitution. And, you know, don't know what your wife, husband situation is. Don't really have any beef with sex workers. You know what I mean? Do you? I mean, Mary Magdalene hung out with Jesus. He had to think that there was something redeemable, right? To hear that story, tell it. But it's less about that and more about the hypocrisy behind him demonizing people who would go that route, but then he was doing the exact same shit. You know what I mean? Like, no one would care if you were just on your, you know, like, hey man, this is what you do. I mean, that's you and your wife. That's your business. I'm not saying I would do it. I'm not saying I recommend it, but that's between the two of y'all. And now they always got to come out the side of their face with one thing, and then they're doing some dirt behind closed doors. I'm like, you know what? Hey man, we would be fine if you were like maybe a little grimy and stuff like that. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's clean. And I mean, like, you know, I mean, as far as I mean, blameless or whatever. And I'm not saying like I would endorse you, you know, servicing prostitutes or whatever, but I would at least not have to hold that mirror up to you if you weren't so adamant that this is something that was bad or to be frowned upon in your day to day. And then behind closed doors, you pop up and you're like, ooh, it's okay for me, though. You know what I mean? But the watching them all fall apart is actually getting to be, it's one of the high points, which is messed up. Watching Kid Rock's stupid Rock America, Rock the Country festival falling apart all around his ears is hilarious. That's amazing. Also, him getting shit roasted for basically taking a joyride in an AH-64 attack helicopter on the taxpayer's dime. Him and JD Vance just, I'm like, what? What the actual shit is going on with you people? People calling it out though. And every time somebody talks about Trump's assassination attempt, which he don't want to talk about, and he's certainly not doing any investigation on, you see all of the guys and all the people that are associated with him and are like all up in his butt. They're starting to fall away and show how phony they are. It's funny. He's going to walk around and just be like that, just standing in a circle by himself like, huh, where'd everybody go? It's going to be rough when they all finally hit the bricks. Erica Kirk, she's another one. She needs to fire everybody who works for Erica Kirk needs to be fired. If I was Erica Kirk, none of those motherfuckers would have a job. She did another video where she complained about the whole Drewski parody video of her when she was coming out to celebrate her husband's death to fireworks and music. And Drewski lampooned it and did the white face on her. And she's like, comedians are making fun of me. I got a new thing about me every day. And then she does that weird, like, Darth Vader stare into the fucking, you know, like that supervillain stare into the camera. And she's like breathing through her nose and making these weird faces. And I'm like, what is that? Who told you that this is the thing to do and how to act and be on TV? No. You don't got no friends to tell you, Eric, stop. Stop it. Stop making that fucking face. Every time you do it, everybody just laughs at you. Nobody feels any of your pain. We're all just giggling at you. It's so dumb. It's so bizarre that so much stuff has happened this week. I mean, what did we run up against? So that, we talked about, Utah. They're looking to try to hold websites liable for if a user uses a VPN. They're saying it's a way to get around age verification concerns. What it really is, they want to be able to know what you're looking at on the internet, where you're looking at it from, and if they can use it against you. These are the kinds of measures that they put into place when, like, they started saying, like, oh, we're going to require you to register your driver's license or whatever if you want to access, you know, site X over here for adult content. You have to give us your you know, actual government information and register it. For what? Why do you want to know? Why are these creepy people always wanting to know what's going on in other people's bedrooms? They're so quick to hide everything that's going on in theirs, but they can't wait to put their nose in between your sheets and find out what you got going on. It's really gross behavior. It's very weird. It's very bizarre. This is like the same thing as, like, you know, you guys can't get married. Why do you give a fuck how their lives are? You know what I mean? I think one of the funnier things was, like, not funny, haha, but it was, like, more funny, like, in the irony of it. It was like, yeah, the irony of this is, you know, fundamentalist Christians are always up the ass of the LGBTQ community for, like, you know, you're going to hell for being gay. And it's like, well, if you really believe what you believe, then why do you think you need to demonize them while they're here on earth? Just leave them alone. It's like, if what you believe is true, God's not going to let them into heaven, right? It's like, you don't trust your end zone defense right there. The big man upstairs can't handle this. You got to sit here and persecute people. And it was like, I know he was making a joke and he was kind of like lampooning the ridiculousness of it. But I mean, it is that ridiculous, like, to be like, I care so much about what you do in your privacy of your bedroom that I have to be mean and hateful to you. I have to make sure that your life is as difficult as possible when you're already playing on hard mode. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, it's a level of ridiculousness I just don't get. It's really disturbing. And there's so much other stuff that's out there that we could be caring about. You know what would be fun? May Day protests. Not knowing that May Day was celebrated all around the world, except for here in the United States. And that it was literally what we should have had instead of having Labor Day. The rest of the world celebrates it on May 1st, and we're the only country pretty much that doesn't do it. And it's because it was set up to try to disenfranchise Americans even further and help us be more disassociated with the common person in general. It just, the amount of stuff that you don't know is staggering. Like, I don't know. It's just so crazy. There's some of the stuff that came across my desk this past week. I don't know what to do. I do like that Kid Cudi dropped MIA over her MAGA rants during his tour. He's like, I told you we weren't doing that shit. He's like, we're not doing some political, you know, thing for MAGA on my tour. He's like, get out. I like that it's the people who are pulling this MAGA shit are getting booted. That makes me happy. That makes me giggle. And it's the same thing with the tech people too. The ones who are, like, super wrapped up in AI and technology in such a way that, like, they're eating it. I'm going to put this out to y'all again, because I know I've said it before and most of y'all don't listen because, you know, you just got to have your access to the next season of Daredevil on Disney Plus. But Evangeline Lilly, who played the Wasp in the Ant-Man and the Wasp films, has already been out after Marvel, because guess what Marvel just did? And I mean Marvel and Disney. So this is a two-part thing here. They fired their entire visual design team. Over 1,000 people saying they were streamlining their overall profile so that they could lean into more emergent technologies. Translation is, it costs too much to pay people to come up with creative ideas. We're just going to use AI now and let AI make your next set of Marvel films. You're going to love it. I'm telling you, the reason we cut Disney Plus is for all the right reasons. And if you don't cut them right now, I'm telling you, you're a part of the problem. You're going to make this whole proliferation of technology at the expense of creative people worse. People are actually leaving, like myself, I'm looking for like a regular ass job anyway, but like people are leaving creative fields because they know that people are dusting them out for AI. I'm like, fine, fuck it. You let your computer design your shit for you. I'll go somewhere else. Some of these folks are actually building their own small companies just because they're like, I want to still create stuff, but I'm not gonna let my work be part of this AI infrastructure. And you look at how much AI is destroying places. Like there's a town in Georgia where I think it was Facebook built an AI center, like a data center. It's just a way to mine, you know, information from people, but it ruins the economy. It ruins the water, and because they use the water from the surrounding areas to cool all the computers that they have there, right? It's too expensive to run fans all the time. You know, just like you have on your laptop or your gaming console. That's way too expensive to kind of do all the time with just fans, the amount of heat that those things generate. So they run water through these things, like a liquid intercooler. And when they do that, it changes the temperature of the water, probably changes the pH of the water too, because they have to clean it before they run it past all their precious electrical components and shit. So then you send it back out. It's got to go somewhere. Back out into the ecosystem. pH balances off. It's killing fish, killing crops. You know, that's my supposition. This is like, you know, they can't just send like regular ass river water through these things, right? But I mean, it has to come back out somewhere. People are saying like our water pressure is so low we can barely like take showers and stuff like that. I'm like, yo, and Evangeline Lilly's right. She's like, she's like, shame on Marvel and shame on Disney for firing these people, you know? And like, I'm going to put it on the button. If you're one of these people, I've seen these people before, who are constantly pulling up AI photos of this and making AI pictures of that and AI songs and stuff like that, you are becoming part of the problem. Like, you're not the whole problem. The bigger problem is that we have a couple of, you know, dragons in human skin standing on the neck of our economy, on the neck of our workforce, and using and abusing the people in such a way that they're so willing to allow them to do it. I don't understand how that's possible or how we're stoked about that. But yeah, they'll defend billionaires to the death, but they'll look at these new bills that are coming out where they make it illegal for people on food stamps to buy soda. Soda? You gonna tell me I can't have an ice cold pop at the end of the day if I'm out of work, I'm unemployed, I'm eating off of food stamps? I can't have a soda pop? My life is wall-to-wall shit right now anyway. I don't have a job. I probably don't have insurance. Probably don't have the ability to get up and get around and do a lot of shit. You know what I mean? I'm tired. I'm depressed. I'm overworked. I'm worried about getting evicted. I can't have a Barks root beer at the end of the day? Fuck you. What kind of person would want that? You know what I mean? I remember once I thought about that. I was like, yeah, maybe like, I mean, why would you need that? You know what I mean? Like, why would you need that extra little bit of creature comfort, you know, in your stuff? Oh, that's right. That's right. Our life has already kicked you in the face enough. Maybe we can let you have a soda pop every now and then. You know? Like, that kind of evil is just like, it's not even human. It's like some kind of lizard-brained evil that's coming out of the people who do this. I don't get it. I mean, it's the same thing as like, you know, go to Publix lately. I don't know if you've been to Publix, if you live in the South. But they started doing something. I want to say it was a while back. They said they're going to have their own, like, you know, internal internet, whatever. I know one thing for sure. Whatever they've done in Publix as of late, it kills my phone when I walk in there. It's some kind of like dampening that they've used to make you log into their fucking internet. And I know that that's mainly driven so they could try to like drum up, you know, again, pull more data from whomever, right? That's what we're worth right now. We're not even worth the sweat of our brow. We're just worth the amount of data points that can be collected off of us so that they can try to sell us more crap that we don't need. But yeah, I walked in there the other day and I was just walking around getting my stuff, and then my phone just shut off. I was listening to a podcast and it just turned off. I'm like, all right, maybe it's just the app needs to be reset or whatever. I don't know. I don't have time to reset the entire thing. Let me just stop the app and force stop it and then start it back up again. Did that. 30 seconds later, disconnected again. What the fuck is happening? This shouldn't be happening because this app downloads the episodes that I want to listen to, so I don't have to worry about, you know, losing them if I lose internet connection. So what's going on here? I turn on Pandora, which doesn't do that, by the way. It has an offline mode, but even that only works for so long. But I went to go and turn it on, and it played like 30 seconds of a song and then turned it right off. Did the same thing the entire time I was in the store. Finally, I just let it ride. And as soon as I walked outside, Pandora turned right back on. Like, you got, even in the grocery store, I can't listen to my music in the grocery store, dog. It's one thing that y'all play some of the weirdest music in the world lately. I mean, some of it's getting cooler because it's getting older, you know, but you know, oh, I remember that from when I was a kid or when I was a teenager, right? But even here, Google Messaging is going to kill Android and Samsung. So if you've got an Android phone, you've probably seen this already. They're telling you you won't be able to use Samsung Messaging on your phone after, you know, I think it's the 1st or 6th of June, something stupid like that. And it pops up almost every time I go to send a text to somebody. The 6th of July. All your Samsung messages will be discontinued. You have to switch to Google Messages. I'm really excited for the idea of getting a phone that doesn't have anything to do with Samsung. As much as I do like it, I've liked Samsung phones over the years, I would really love to get away from that ecosystem as well. I really want it this time, telling you, nothing phone, OnePlus, if you're out there, help your boy out. I'd love to have a phone. I'd love to recommend it, you know what I mean? I mean, if you want to hook your boy up, not even with the model, if you want to hook us up with just like a coupon code or some shit like that, whatever. A test model. I'll try a test model. Just get us away from Samsung, please. God, that's crazy. There's so much weird stuff like that in business and in general. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of business, but kind of gaming. Some of you might have heard this. There is a channel called Poke National Geographic. And the guy who ran the channel is a fan of Pokemon, and he would make these little short videos, basically kind of like almost like a parody of Our Planet / National Geographic, where a particular Pokemon would be the focus of it, right? It was cute, but it was mainly just for him to, like, it'd be like kind of a little bit of lore or story about the Pokemon itself, but it was designed to really showcase this guy's animation talents, and he was very good at what he did. Well, Nintendo, I just like, you can't trust any company at all these days, right? Nintendo, who was the least, you know, who's the least money grabby in terms of like, you know, live service games and microtransactions and whatnot, but their intellectual property stuff, they'll murder you for that shit. They torched this guy's channel. They basically gave him a week to have everything pulled down and hit every video on his channel basically with like a, what's what they call a content strike. And a strike means that you've got some kind of copywritten material in there that the, you know, complainant wants taken down. And he even tried to ask Nintendo, hey, what is the stuff that you really want me to take down? Like, is this really a problem? They didn't respond. And so he just started just downloading all of his old videos back from YouTube so he'd have the database of his work that he'd done, years of animation work that he had put into doing this stuff. He's like, I got the videos, but I can't repost them anywhere. Anywhere I put them, you know, Nintendo's going to come after me for another content strike. You know, he's like, so what am I supposed to do? He's like, he was using these things to get himself jobs in the gaming industry and in art and animation. And Nintendo tried to murder his dream. What they could have done, what they should have done, would have been to hire the man. Like now, I mean, he's in your ecosystem right now, but his talents are going to work for you to make you even more money. Nintendo's, you know, really hustling backwards. A lot of these folks do. They're doing things all wrong. Like this AI push, it's going to go bad. Just mark my words. Like this push towards AI into everything, it's going to fucking bite us in the ass. And I mean us as like the collective, as humanity, but also, I mean, it's going to bite them in the ass too. And these are the people who are asking for it. Like, oh, we need to have more AI involved in everything that we do. And where are all the people to sweep the floors to, you know, maintain the computers when they break down? Who's going to change the light bulbs when they blow out? Grok doesn't have hands. It can't replace a fluorescent bulb. Help, help. Do you see what I'm saying? See how stupid this is? We got rid of all the people. ChatGPT doesn't know where you keep the Clorox bleach. You know, when I spill my coffee and I got ants coming over my desk in my office, help. Yeah. We're so stuck on stupid with AI and, you know, this technology that we're letting it overpower our actual intellect and our sense of self-preservation. That's just dumb to me. I don't know what that's all about. I've been trying to figure it out for years. I don't get it. And here's another one. This is a fun one. Stop calling it trading or a predictions market. You're gambling. You're going to see these sites that are going to come up. And it's like, if you want to trade on the probability of this event happening, you're gambling. You're trying to dress it up and make it fancy, but you're a gambler. Look, I wouldn't do it. I mean, every time I've ever put down a money on a scratch ticket, I'm like, I always win more when I don't play than when I do. Because by and large, every time I play the scratch ticket, we'll say like 8 out of 10 times I lose. And then like one of those 10 times I'll break even, I'll get back what I got out. And then the other time I'll get something, but it won't be nearly enough to cover, you know, the losses I put in. So, but just put it this way. When you like, hey, I'm trying to bet on, because you saw this probably in the news, there were people who were betting on whether or not the United States was going to send troops to Iran to, you know, try to break up the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. People were betting on that. See how gross this is? These prediction markets, and these trading in prospective futures, it's prospecting, you're gambling. And you're doing it on some of the worst shit in the world too. And when you're not doing it on that, other people are. And by you feeding that ecosystem, you're keeping it alive so people can continue to do that. Just remember, you can make yourself part of the problem. It's not that hard to do. It's pretty easy actually to make yourself part of the problem just by, like again, not giving a shit. If it doesn't affect me, it doesn't bother me. I don't have to worry about it until the day that it does. It's crazy that kind of shit happens. But people keep doing it. People just keep doing it. Oh my God. Anyway. I had this one story that I saw. This is actually pretty crazy. It's a grocery store chain in Massachusetts called Market Basket. And their story is insane. I'll have to see if I can find like two of the articles that I was looking at about this. Essentially, there's a guy. I want to say it's like, you can call him Artie, like, I think it's Arthur something, Demoulas or something like that. So there's RDT, who was like this beloved, essentially he was like the face of this company for over four decades, right? It was a family-run business, and he was, you know, the guy. And like everybody's like, oh, it's RDT. Everybody loved him. The company was profitable, and he was, you know, like so beloved by the people he worked that worked for him, like as the CEO. He was the CEO. That when the board of directors, led by his cousin Arthur S. Dumoulas, tried to fire him and have him removed from the board, the people of the company rebelled. This is in 2014. You look it up. Look up Market Basket Protest 2014. You'll find it. They cleared product off the store shelves, basically making the store look like it was barren, and then left. They're like, fuck you. We're not coming back until he does. They boycotted for 6 weeks. Look, I'm not saying the No King's Day protests are useless. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that, you know, like we have these, like the May Day protests, I'm not saying they're useless. One lady made a great point. She's like, you have to learn how to organize on these smaller days and smaller ways so that when it's time to pull an all hands on deck general strike, we're prepared, we're able, and we're familiar with the process, right? I get that. But these dudes did this back in 2014. This whole company basically shut itself down from the workers level. We're just like, we're just not coming to work. Try paying your mortgage without us, bitch. And they did it so hard that they brought the dude back. And now he managed to stay for like the last decade or so, but he's been in a legal battle apparently with not just his cousin, but also his sisters, who he says are, you know, greedy and do not have the best interests of the company at heart. Eventually, you know, the stockholders, the shareholders win somehow, and they managed to push him out again. And this was just earlier. This was maybe like last month that they finally. Last year they pushed him out. I think like this past month it was finally confirmed that like he couldn't fight it. Right? Another judge said you can't fight this firing. The board has the ultimate say or whatever. Fuck. He still holds enough shares, but I think he just doesn't hold enough of the shares to insulate himself from being removed like that. But he's fighting his cousin and his sisters on this thing. I'm like, dude, if I was him, I think I'd probably be like, you know what? Fuck it. You can have it. You know, I'm going to go and get my own grocery store with blackjack and hookers. But I can imagine him just being like, I mean, he's already probably like, you know, very late on in his life. And he's like, I'm done, dude. I'm like, no, dude, you fought the good fight. You know what I mean? Wrap it up. Take your shares. Invest in another company, you know, another, you know, grocery store kind of thing or whatever it is you want to do. Invest in that for your kids and their grandkids and you let them run it. And you be like, hey, man, up until like this generation, y'all going to work this shit out. But, you know, write something up to make sure that is a thing that's, you know, codified in your will and as part of like the governing charter for your company. And then when you peace out, you know, you get to walk away clean. Like, hey, man, I did everything I could to make Market Basket work, but they want to keep running it into the ground. Vaya con queso, man. You do it. Good. You do you. Good luck. Just let them do it. Because sometimes these companies eat themselves, right? Like how we're seeing like Xbox starting to sell off Series X and Series S consoles now. I know I mentioned that a couple of episodes back. Where they're essentially bribing you to buy one of their consoles. So like if you don't have one, and you bring in one of the other older Xbox consoles, we'll give you a discount. Please just buy our old shit. I'm like, you know what? Nah, son. I'm going to take mine to like a secondhand store. I got like an Xbox, I think I got an Xbox One and an Xbox like One X. You know how the wonderful naming convention of Xbox was, right? I think I'll probably take those to like a secondhand store and be like, yo, women, what you give me for this to put towards the purchase of that? You know what I mean? Like Microsoft is still going to get the money, but I ain't got to run it through a big box store. I can run it through this little smaller place. You know, I just, it's funny to watch these companies that have so ardently pushed back against their own customer base finally get eaten up by them. And I hope that this happens for this one company too. There's a, well, I hope it happens to, you know, Microsoft, Disney, Amazon, all of them. You know what I mean? I hope they all get theirs. Facebook, anything Meta. Google too. Why do you got to have everything, you greedy bastards? Leave the fucking messaging apps alone. But yeah, there's a company that's out there. This story is kind of a heartbreaker. I'm going to have to pull this up so I can read this. Not verbatim, but at least give you the broad strokes of this so it's a little bit more succinct. So there's a game that came out, this would have been forever ago, called Aeon Must Die. And it's kind of like a side-scrolling beat-em-up sort of game. And it's I noticed it was on sale like last week. I'm like, I'm going to take a look at this, right? And turns out that it's got a pretty beleaguered past. Now, some of the original developers have broken away from the current development studio that's, you know, profiting off of Aeon Must Die and formed their own studio. They published a statement recently, though, requesting that the game's original publisher and developer complete their legal responsibilities. So that means, among other things, proving unequivocally that Focus Entertainment didn't commit any intellectual property theft. That's what the original developers are saying. And Focus Entertainment made a couple of really powerful games for the industry as far as an independent developer goes, but they're called A Plague Tale: Innocence and Aliens: Fireteam. And so Aeon Must Die was revealed at like a State of Play, Sony State of Play event back in 2020. But on that same day, the developers who worked on the game accused the studio, which was named Limestone Games, of abuse, manipulation, overwork, and other issues that created a culture of what they called harassment. And they said that the company Limestone Games stole intellectual property for assets that were used in Aeon Must Die. They also alleged that they were not being paid. They're being overworked, largely unpaid, and that most of the game was tied up in an IP dispute. So they were like, we want remuneration for how you've screwed us. And now in this one, I think it's cool that the former developers who were working on this game were like, enough is enough. And they took them out for it. They're taking them a task for it. Right. And I think if more people, not even just, you know, not even like an entire like working staff or whatever, but I mean that too. But if more people were just really focused on getting justice as opposed to just having enough just for us, we could change a lot of the course of some of this corporate greed. I think it'd be pretty easy to do within our lifetime. Within a generation, it could be done. You know? But by the way, if you keep an eye out for Focus Home Entertainment and Limestone Games, seems like they're on the wrong side of history on this one. Yeah, they've added some comments and stuff like that over the last year or two, last couple of years or whatever. But this is pretty terrible. And I mean, it's crazy that, you know, the games development world is this fraught with that same level of just, you know, skullduggery that like they will eat one another just to stay in business. It does worry me because this is an industry I wanted to be a part of very much so, but like then I go look at that and I'm like, I would probably end up getting arrested for this, something like that, because the first time my paycheck came up missing, I'm in somebody's office. You know what I mean? You're going to have to answer to me. You better come up off that billfold, because right now you owe me money. I got bills to pay. I'm not going home without somebody's paycheck in my hand. It can have your name on it. It can have my name on it. Whatever you want to do, but we getting some money today. It's crazy that that's a thing that happened. Anyway, that was just a wild story I just saw, and I wanted to remember to point that one out. So, like, if you see Aeon Must Die, don't buy that. You know what I mean? Because that money is going right back into the bad guy's hands. But if you see any of the other developers, this one guy, Alexei Nihoroshkin, he's one of the premier names in the suit that's like kind of pushing for them to make right. Arsene. No, that's not him. Damn it. I read his name and the other guy's name. Arsene. I'm going to fuck this guy's name up. Shakhbabyan. I think that's how you say it. Shakhbabyan. Put up a trailer basically saying that most of the animation that was done for the trailer remained unpaid. And then let's see. God damn it. I was just looking at it. All right. Earlier this summer, Animus Die popped up again. This is written back in 2021. In August, Focus Entertainment republished the trailer to its YouTube channel. Mishura responded with a surprise, saying that the IP issue remains unsolved and claiming most of the animation work on the trailer remains unpaid. As reported by Eurogamer, Arsene Shakhbabyan, an animator who worked on the game, filed a copyright claim, taking the trailer down, but the trailer is back up. So yeah, I guess he was just basically saying, like, you know, y'all ain't paying me for this work. And then he said, I'm filing a copyright claim, so they got the trailer taken down. They put it back up, like, fuck you. Yeah, it seems like Focus Home Entertainment or Focus Entertainment and Limestone Games are into some shenanigans over there. Not really nice. Very, very bad. Anyway, I'm going to close this off with something remotely decent. We were talking about this the other day, because I was like, yeah, you gotta wash your ass, you know what I mean? Like, I've talked about this multiple times, especially summer's coming around, you have to wash all of your body, all of it. You gotta get underneath them nails, get underneath them toenails, get between them toes, get behind them ears. If you've got piercings, you need to wash your piercings with a light, mild soap and warm water to keep them from getting funky. And every now and again, put a little bit of Vaseline or, you know, a little bit of Neosporin, you know, a Q-tip or whatever, and just get around them ears, man. Because you don't want them shit to get funky. That is gross. Please clean them every day. Every day. At least once a day when you're in the shower. And don't use alcohol either, because you'll dry your skin out. But just use some warm water, hot water, and soap. You can use like a liquid soap, you know, body wash, or even like a liquid hand soap just to get back behind your ears and wash them real well. But please clean your hands and your fingernails. Ugh. Oh my God. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Bad breath, body odor, and just lingering funk odors on people drive me fucking crazy. And the next thing that drives me crazy is people with dirty nails. Now, as someone who has bit his nails for a considerable amount of time when I was younger and has currently been well past that, if you ever see me chewing on my finger for any reason, bet money it's because I have a sliver there. Because sometimes I'll catch slivers, or I'll catch like I'll be cutting something with like vegetables or something for food, and I'll nick one of my cuticles and it'll be stuck there. And I just haven't had a chance to run and go grab a pair of nail clippers yet. I don't bite my nails like that. But one thing I can't stand is when you look at somebody and they got dusty, crusty, dark shit underneath their fingernails. It looks like they've just been digging in a garden, and then they come up and want to touch you. Like, fuck out of here. Uh-uh. And especially if you're a lady and you got like dirty, crusty under your, mm-mm. No, spank you. Don't come near me with your crusty talons. That's filthy. Ugh. Anybody. But for some reason, it's just a lot more off-putting when it's a woman, because maybe it's like a gender, I don't know, maybe because could probably point to this like gender roles. But when I was a kid, and it was always like my understanding and my experience, not necessarily like that it had to be this way, but that it just categorically was, that girls were at least a little bit cleaner in their presentation than boys were. And that has largely held true right up until the time I turned 25. And then I discovered that guys are gross. Guys do gross shit. Women are filthy. And you can take that shit to the bank. I've lived with multiple women over the course of my life as an adult. I worked as a janitor for quite a few months at a time in my college years, And I've worked as, you know, just cleanup crew basically anywhere I've worked in a restaurant. That's part of your work as like one of the staff. And the amount of horrific things I've seen in a women's restroom versus a men's restroom would curl your fucking tail. It's horrifying. So, especially to you ladies out there, wash your ass and get underneath them nails and get behind them ears. Please do that. I think somebody said that there's gender inequality when it comes to body care products. I'm like, I think my thing is, the same way girls want like the cool named products and stuff like that. Like we were talking about, like, you know, like Old Spice has one called like Wolf Thorn, another one called like Raptor Strike. You know, they don't smell any suit the crazy kind of way most of the time. But you know, if they do have a cool scent, it has like a cool name with it. And I'm like, the ladies probably like this kind of shit too, right? I feel like the same way that like guys, like body care products have like cool scents and have like cool names and stuff like that. It's the same way that ladies get like fucking all these different colors and styles of shoes, and guys get brown, black, tan, and red. You know what I mean? Especially as you get, you know, to be an adult, once you're over the age of like, you know, once you're able to fit into adult sizes, pretty much, your shoe color options decrease exponentially unless you're in the NBA or the NFL. Like the amount of clothing, shoe companies that do not have any kind of creativity whatsoever when it comes to designing shoes for men is mind-boggling. I just wanted some cool looking shoes. I have two pairs of black tennis shoes, one pair of Vans and one pair of Converse. I have another pair of charcoal gray and red Merrell hiking shoes that I only ever use now to run around outside in the yard. And you know what I mean? Like that's it. Those were the colors that the other color they had was yellow, but it was almost like a tan because it was just so like muted. And I couldn't get that one because I had nothing to go with that. You know what I mean? I couldn't even balance options or change stuff up. I'm like, dude, I went and looked at some of the some of the Vans that were at this one store where I got my men's shoes from. Man, they had fucking, you know, fuchsia with like white stripes and like, you know, green detailing. They had like one was like a really like a rainbow, like a pride color, like rainbow shoes, which wasn't really my jam just because I don't really give a fuck about rainbow colors like that. But it was cool that they had the option. One of them was actually kind of dope. It was like a light pink sneaker with like white and black flowers in them. But the flowers were like little like sugar skulls in the center, you know. I'm like, oh, that's actually pretty rad. I would rock those sneakers. And if they had a black version with the, you know, the inverse color scheme, like black, but they had like little pink and white sugar skull flowers on them, I'd have probably bought two a pair of them. It's like, so you guys, you know, this is why we get pockets, you know what I mean? And you that function and y'all don't, because y'all get the extra cool shoes and stuff like that. Like, this is why we get the cool scents and stuff like that. But honestly, when it comes to that kind of shit, you could buy them. I could have actually bought those shoes if I wanted them. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should be the thing, buy the shoes, man. Just buy the shoes. I'm going to close it off on something that's a little bit less heavy. I'm going to put it into the link dump if I can find it. But there's a Lego builder who made this thing called Mock Isley. It's M-O-C Isley, E-I-S-L-E-Y. And it's just a Lego representation of the Mos Eisley spaceport from Star Wars. And I just thought, you know, it was just really cute. Because see that over, you know, May the 4th, I was like, that's actually adorable. And somebody went and did all that work. It's impressive and adorable at the same time. He went and did all this work to make this, like, living-looking spaceport out of Lego bricks. I'm like, that deserves a little bit of elevation. So in the midst of all this stuff, you know what I mean, that's driving us all crazy, driving me crazy at the very least, there's a Highmark here that somebody took the time and effort to build something with their own hands, to make something creative, took somebody else's intellectual property and just re-envisioned it in a different form. And just for the love of the game, just for the love of the game. I gotta love that. And I hope you guys will too. So if you get a chance, check out the links in the description. I'm going to drop that in there once I find it. I'm pretty sure I can find the video on YouTube of that. And yeah, I think it's going to do it for now. Oh, and if you got any ideas for chatbots to use on Twitch, let me know. I'm trying to switch up from Moobot. It's pissing me off. Frosty Tools was recommended. And I'm considering that one. But if you got any other recommendations, especially ones that don't cost a lot of money, because like I said, broke streamer right here. Hit me up over at patreon.com/wanderingonestudios or hit me up on Blue Sky. The links are all in the channel description. Podcast description. I'm going to get out of here. It is time for me to go and get some actual food instead of just drinking a smoothie. And I got a stream coming up today anyway, so I got to get moving. In the meantime, in between time, thank you guys very much. Remember to drink water, wear sunscreen, wash your ass and under your fingernails and behind your ears. And catch you rambos a little further on down the road. How about that? Peace.